Montag lieben Glasen Globen.
For a white guy. Hey everybody, this is Juicebox. Just wanted to welcome you all to the first episode of Juicy Bits. And let's get right to it, shall we? Today's topic is going to be bad matchups. What they are, what they mean for you as a player, and the best ways to get around them. Now a bad matchup, the simplest definition I'd say, is a matchup in which one character has a significant advantage over the other because he limits the moveset of the other character. And normally, in addition to limiting the moveset, another thing that happens in a bad matchup is basically limited strategies. You could consider an extension of the first point. But a good example of a limited strategy, which paints the right sort of picture here, is in Blanca versus Ryu, Blanca has this really, really good low move that goes all the way across the screen and goes under fireballs. And Ryu normally really likes to throw fireballs. Fireballs are part of his base strategy, because when he throws fireballs, you want to jump at him, he gets Shoryu's, yada yada. It's a basic strategy that works. It's worked since 2, it'll continue to work till the end of time, because Street Fighter is awesome. Blanca, he doesn't necessarily have to ignore fireballs, but if he sees one, and he's not, like, full screen distance, then he could simply hit down forward hard punch, get a little bit of damage, and be like, haha, you threw a fireball, and it's your fault, so I get some damage. So what this does is it limits the strategy of Ryu. Ryu really wants to throw fireballs so he can get Blanca to jump at him, but he can't throw them whenever he wants if the Blanca player has good reaction time and stays at the right distance. Therefore, the Ryu player, if he's smart, will start to be like, okay, I'm not going to throw very many fireballs. I still want to throw one once in a while to keep him on his toes. Maybe it'll catch him off guard. Maybe I can actually get him to jump at me. But the idea is that this move that Blanca has limits Ryu's strategies because he knows he's going to take a lot of damage and be subjected to Blanca's mix-ups if he uses it too much. So he wants to use it very sparingly to give it the element of surprise, but otherwise to protect himself. And there are all sorts of examples of limited movesets, limited strategies, across all matchups. For example, in Abel versus Honda, Honda can't just use hard headbutt whenever he wants, hard punch version, because if Abel blocks it, I can use medium punch, change of direction, and I'll get all three hits as a punish. You don't want to use hard punch headbutt all day with Honda, because Abel will punish it if he's smart, has the reaction time, and realizes it. Another example would be Rufus versus Zangief. Rufus's crouching hard punch reaches so far that if Zangief is on the ground, he pretty much doesn't have too many options to deal with that crouching hard punch. He's really only got low lariat, EX green hand, and block and jump. But all of those options are really bad if you know Rufus, except for block. Low lariat, if you can't really react to crouching hard punch, so if you do low lariat and you miss, then you're at the right range, and Rufus will just get a free crouching hard punch anyway. It's a good chunk of damage. If you jump and Rufus didn't throw it, then he could probably, on reaction, do an EX snake strike or a jumping hard kick or something like that. Again, not very good. You're going to lose a much bigger chunk of life than if you had low lariated or blocked. And EX hand, of course, if it doesn't work, if you didn't predict right, you just whiffed an EX green hand and Rufus could get a pretty big combo. I think a good one there would be crouch medium kick into EX tornado. Anyway, Rufus gets a combo there. That's what's important. So for every option you have for dealing with crouching hard punch, with the exception of block, you're going to be taking some damage. So if he throws it out, he's pretty sure he's going to be at an advantage because all he has to do is be like, okay, as long as he doesn't do one of these things, this crouching hard punch is going to be awesome and it's going to limit the moveset of Zangief. Rufus has the advantage, and now Zangief has to work really, really hard and call the shots as far as the crouching hard punches if he wants to get in. Now give me a second here while I open a Mountain Dew here. I love this new whiteout flavor. It's really, really good. Anyway, there are bad matchups. They exist for across the board. No matter what character you pick, you're going to have some bad matchups come to you, either online or in a tournament, but the idea is you want to be prepared. So what you want to ask yourself is, what do they mean? How should I approach them? Etc. You'll want to approach them on a character-by-character basis in training mode would be the best way to do it. There's a few things you're going to want to learn first before you can start to apply any sort of strategy crafting to this matchup. Generally speaking, a matchup is going to be bad because your strategies are limited. Therefore, you have to say, well, which parts of my strategy are limited, and why? What is so specific about this character that they make it so that I can't throw Hadoukens, so that I can't throw forward medium kick out as much as I want, that I can't do Condor Dive whenever I want? Why is that? The reason could be any number of reasons. It could be, well, his walk speed is too fast, or this move is really, really good at shutting down my moves, or, man, those projectiles are really good against me because I don't have a way to go through them. It's going to be different on a character-by-character basis. So what you're going to do while you're studying in training mode is you're going to learn how to counter this other character trying to press the advantage. There are counters to everything in Street Fighter, and it's something very important to keep in the back of your head. There are always things you can do, no matter what, no matter how bad the situation, no matter what's going on. Unless you are in the middle of a combo, there's always something you can do. And you might even argue that there's still something you can do there, too. So, once you've found the move in question, let's go back to the Ryu Blanca example. Down forward hard punch, Amazon River Run. Oh no, I do not want to throw this fireball. Okay, there's a few different ways you can approach it. The simplest answer, which hopefully you all were able to come up with on your own, is to simply don't throw fireballs. Ever. If you don't throw it, how's it going to counter it? Another thing that Ryu can do is he can try to bait the down forward hard punch. If you're pretty sure the Blanca is looking for a fireball, and you give him little signals that make him think you're going to throw it, then he might throw out down forward hard punch by accident. He might think you threw a fireball, but you didn't. A lot of Ryu players like to do down, down, forward, forward, light kick, because you don't get a move, but Ryu does that little crouch that he does. A lot of, if you haven't noticed this, take notice of it now. Before Ryu does fireball, he crouches, because you have to hit down. Unless you did like a buffer straight out of a jump or something. But if you're on the ground and you want to throw a fireball, you have to crouch. So when people see Ryu crouch, they're like, maybe he's going to throw a fireball. You'd be surprised how many people use that as a sign. Be like, okay, he's not a very good player, or I'm pretty sure he's going to throw a fireball. There's the crouch. There's the fireball. I'm going to counter it. So if you know that they know that they're looking for the crouch to throw out the fireball counter, then use that knowledge. Be like, I know that you know that this works. Therefore, I'm going to give you a signal that looks a lot like a fireball, and you're going to fall for it. I'm going to block this down forward hard punch. I'm going to do probably crouching hard kick. I'm going to punish you, and you're going to feel like an idiot. Okay, so we've taken a bad matchup. We've analyzed a reason why it's bad, and we've come up with a counter to the counter per se. Blanca counters Ryu with this move, so if you want to avoid that move or bait that move, then in essence, you've countered it. Well, good job, but that's only really half the fight. Bad matchups are bad because they stay bad even after these counters have been discovered. If there was a counter that completely nullified that part of the advantage, then unless people haven't figured it out yet, it doesn't really matter too much. The bad matchup stays bad because there's two human beings here. He can do the same thing that you can do. He's got his training mode at his house. This Blanca player knows that you might try to bait him into down forward hard punch. He knows that he could get punished if he does it wrong. So he's going to say, okay, I don't want to do it wrong. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to throw down forward hard punch unless I actually see a fireball. I'm going to sit at this spot where if you throw it and I see it, it's guaranteed to happen. Doesn't matter. Guaranteed. Now, it's hard to be 100% guaranteed. I mean, Ryu could focus cancel backdash, yada yada. But you know, that's not important right now. It's important to know when both of you have no life left. But for the purpose of this discussion, it's not important right now. What's important is that the Blanca player has made a decision. He has said, okay, I'm going to make it so that I'm probably going to be countering every fireball, and I'm not going to allow myself to be baited. He has a particular mindset. Now, this is important for you as the Ryu player. The Blanca player has put himself in the mindset of safe play. He says, I'm going to be watching the Ryu player. I'm going to be paying very close attention, and I'm going to use my reaction time in order to counter this fireball. Now, you know what he's thinking. You know his mindset. This is very, very important. Because when you become a very good player, you will understand how to counter mindsets, paradigms. When you learn how to counter paradigms, bad matchups become way less bad. Because this is the only way that you will be able to shift a bad matchup from a character advantage, from a character disadvantage, to a psychological advantage. It is the only way you're going to be able to win bad matchups consistently. You must gain a psychological advantage. And we have one. Or should I say, we have an idea of one. We're pretty sure the Blanca player is going to play safe. Well, what you want to ask yourself is, okay, well, how can I counter safe play as Ryu? Now we need to get away from the philosophical, get back into the technical. Okay, what does Ryu have in Street Fighter? What moves can I do that will counter safe play? The simplest answer is Hadouken. Okay, he's going to play safe. I'll throw Hadouken. He'll block it, take some guard damage. Unfortunately, in this matchup, it doesn't work. Rats. Okay, because it just plays right into the Blanca player's hands. How else can we counter safe play? Well, guard damage is pretty much out of the question. Ryu doesn't really have any other guard damage options from that far. He can't really force him to jump. So how else is Ryu going to say, darn it, Blanca, get over here? Well, you could just walk forward. Walking forward is a strategy that I don't see enough novice and intermediate players use. You really should use it. Walking forward is scary as hell. When you walk forward, don't think of it as I'm trying to rush you down. Think of it as I'm going to get to the range where my normals actually work. I'm going to get to the range where this could actually hit you. And you're going to move, or you're going to do something. So here's a little thought experiment for you. What you want to ask yourself, which I'm about to explain, is why do we move left and right at all? Why do we throw normals on the ground at all? Well, here's why. If the Blanca player simply lets Ryu walk up to him, then he'll get thrown. Simple as that. If I don't hit any buttons, Ryu's going to walk up to me and he's going to throw me. So how can I avoid that? Well, I can stop him from walking by throwing out normals to defend myself, or I could walk backwards. I could try to get out of the range of his normals and his throws. If I avoid this, then he can't hit me, he can't throw me, I'm safe. But another thing you need to understand is that by doing this, Blanca walks backwards. He does what? He's getting pushed into the corner. In the corner, your options are limited. So the Blanca player has a little game he's got to play. He's got a decision to make when Ryu walks forward. And by the way, this has nothing to do with those two characters. This is true in every matchup across the board. This is footsies. This is what you need to be good at in order to be good at Street Fighter. Ryu's walking up to you. You don't want to get hit. You don't want to get thrown. So you move back or you try to defend yourself. Both of those can be countered. Both of them. If you walk up to Blanca and he continues to move backwards, he's moving backwards. He's not blocking low. Trip him. Or dash up to his face and throw him. He didn't throw a normal out. Or he's going to throw a normal out. Beat it. Throw a crouching medium punch out just before you think he's going to hit a button. Watch that crouching medium punch hit his normal during startup. Get a counter hit. Link into your crouching hard kick. Be like, haha, you tried to defend yourself and I called it. You don't have to shore you for that. You can beat normals with normals. This is the base. This is footsies. This is the meat of Street Fighter. And it can be applied in every matchup, no matter what it is. So Ryu's not throwing fireballs. He's walking right up to Blanca's face, and he's like, I don't care what you do. I got a counter for it. But Blanca's got a counter for it, too. Blanca sees you walking forward. He says, ooh, I bet you he thinks he's going to trip me or counterpoke me. Ooh, I'm so scared. Wrong. The Blanca player sees that you're moving forward. You're not only are you not blocking low, you're not blocking at all. He could throw a crouching hard punch way outside of the range of your normals. He'll hit you walking. Not much you can do about that, actually. You could crouching medium punch before you get anywhere close to him and hit his crouching hard punch as it comes out. You could throw a Hadouken at that range. Hadouken beats pokes. Think about it. Look at the range you're at. You could throw a Hadouken, and he's not at the range to counter with River Run, down forward hard punch. He's not at the range. If you throw it in a different range, he's not thinking about it anymore. As such, you could Hadouken that crouching hard punch, but he could jump your Hadouken. But you could simply walk and scare him into jumping and show you the jump. But then if he doesn't jump, you just walked and you did nothing. You could have pressed some advantage, walk forward a little more. This is, you know, there's rock, paper, scissors on wake up, but there's also rock, paper, scissors when both of you are standing up. But rock, paper, scissors is incorrect because there's way more than three options. And I just gave you a small sample of all the stuff that could happen. Blanca could start doing his triple kick hop thingy that he does. And it's really useful at footsie range because if he hops forward and Ryu threw a normal out and the normal isn't active enough, then he could throw you on the recovery of that move. He could hop backwards to avoid all sorts of things. Also, while masking his charge, he can hop forward, hop back, and the whole time he's got a down charge, all sorts of stuff. I'm just giving you a small sample here. There's all sorts of other footsie games that are going on in this Ryu Blanca matchup. But what's really, really useful to know is that in this matchup in particular, Ryu Blanca, at footsie range, both characters' options are relatively equal. Ryu can beat Blanca's normals. Blanca can beat Ryu's normals. Ryu could dash up throw, Blanca could dash up throw. Ryu could jump, Blanca could jump. Their options are relatively equal. As such, you have a range where your options are not so good. Full screen, three-quarter screen, with the fireballs, with your general strategies. But then you have a range where it's a little bit more equivalent. Close range, with the footsies. As the Ryu player, to gain advantage over the Blanca, what you need to do is get to a range where you are not at disadvantage, to get to close range, and you want to try to press the little bit of advantage that you can possibly do in this match. You can't do the Hadouken thing, so you gotta do the footsie thing. It's the only way you're gonna get in Blanca's head and win damage from him. If you can do this consistently over and over against good Blanca players, then, and only then, will you be good as Ryu in this matchup. Congratulations, Ryu. You have now come up with a strategy for the Blanca matchup. Good for you. Now put it into practice. Play lots of Blancas. Play crappy online Blancas. Play really good offline Blancas. I hear Choco's coming to Seasons beatings. That girl who plays Blanca who from Japan who's really good. So if you're an aspiring Ryu player and you're coming to Seasons beatings, challenge her. If she's accepting casuals, if she's accepting money matches, whatever, play her. Gain experience. See exactly why it's a bad matchup. See if your counter strategies work. Or see if she doesn't care about your counter strategies. She knows exactly how you're going to counter her. Therefore, she knows exactly how to counter you. If she knows what's going on in your head, she can counter what's in it. It's that player dynamic. That's awesome. It's what I love about Street Fighter. Now, that's Ryu versus Blanca, in a nutshell. We have figured out, or sort of figured out, one of his matchups. One down, 34 to go. Good luck. That's basically how this game is going to work for you, as far as the learning curve. You want to identify which matchups are bad, and why. Go to training mode. Figure out what makes it bad. Try to come up with basic counter strategies for those moves. Apply them. Reapply them. See when your opponent starts to counter your counter. Then go back to the original move. No need to counter his counter to your counter. Just go back to the original move. That'll work just fine. Once you get a grip on the bad matchups and can play them well consistently, then I would say you have very, very good knowledge, as close to the concept of mastery of your character as you're ever going to get. That's how I would define mastery. The ability to play the bad matchups just as well as the good ones. to play them well, to always give a good competition, regardless of the character on the other side of the screen, regardless of the human on the other side of you, or right next to you in America's tournament system. Well, that's all the advice I can give you on bad matchups without getting incredibly specific, very, very character specific. So if you guys have any questions, anything you want to know about any bad matchups, or anything about Street Fighter 4 in general, feel free to drop me an email at juiceboxable@gmail.com. And I will be back with another topic for you guys next week. Also, feel free to drop me suggestions. I'd love to hear what you guys would like to hear from me. And if you hate the sound of my voice, let me know about that too. And maybe I'll do another text article next week. Also, there probably is going to be some video content in the near future, so get ready for that. That's all I got for you guys. I'm Juicebox. Thanks for listening to episode 1 of Juicy Bits. Hope you like the flavor.
So take off the top.
Take a look inside. Is my
juice
in a box?
It's in a box.